Good evening, I'm Wilma Fingadoo, and I found the lack of a network very relaxing. Now I just need to order in some food for Mooncake and... Oh, bugger. No network means no online shopping! Run!
I'm Mia Harkness, and I find this whole no network thing very freeing. Very freeing.
You should probably put your clothes back on. I'm Wankier, and I'm planning to rob the nearest bar where there are no cameras to record me.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I managed to calm everyone down by giving them a big back telly to watch.
And I'm Sandy Crevis, and I found this thing called a book. It's got things written in it. Oh, it's the headlines.
Caledonian cuckoos worth a watching.
Abacus arithmetic gives us the stats.
Too hot, too messy, week 58 update.
Latest updates from Atrus 5060.
Gin guzzlers bemoan reduced rations.
It came as no surprise to fans of Elite Dangerous podcasts and pub quizzes when the Pilots Federation announced today that there has been a noticeable increase recently in the occurrence of Scottish people across inhabited space. More than ever, we see them arguing with bartenders and insisting that the smashed and burnt circuit board they found next to a wrecked Mark I Cobra is legal tender. Universal Cartographics have noted that some commanders, upon recording the first footfall on a planet, have also demanded independence from that same planet. It is impossible to confirm if these commanders are Scottish, but it seems very likely. The galaxy-wide shortage of batter combined with the fruit surplus add further weight to the argument. It has been speculated that this increase is linked to Thargoid harvesting and processing of occupied escape pods. There is a theory that the first commander to succumb to Thargoid conditioning was one Simuth. His brain patterns were then used to program the other captured humans, and it appears that some of his ethnic identity slipped through. We also believe in the Thargoid language and Scottish language may be closely related, allowing them to communicate directly. Just to be on the safe side, if a commander greets you with the words, "How's it going?" or "All right, you big fanny," then shoot them in the face immediately. It's for their own good.
Sadly, today saw the second cancellation in a row of the Pilots Federation's top-rated weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, every other month, once in a while broadcast to the citizens of the Milky Way. Except for the Thargoids, who are horrible and very rude, and the Guardians, who are all dead, except for the AI ones, and no one knows where they are, so they might not get a signal, especially if they live in West Britain, where they've only just got Channel 4. Anyway, it seems there has been an issue with the presenter's riders. Arf is livid that his usual hairdresser isn't on board to coiffure his luxurious locks in the style to which he has become accustomed, and has stormed off in a huff. Sally has been in a dispute with the wardrobe department, claiming that there are not enough shades of pink in her outfits, and has vowed to sit drinking tea from her unique hot mug until they resolve it. Pilots Federation people are speaking to their people, and the dispute is expected to be resolved in time for next Thursday, when they will be back on our hollow screens.
After 58 weeks, Too Hot Too Messy is closing on six figures with over 95,000 mug and gin deliveries. Some folks might think that Too Hot Too Messy is a bit repetitive, a bit of a grind, but there are distinct perks. One of these is learning the layout of all the settlements. Only the other day I was landing at a base and I thought to myself, "Oh, it's one of those. Great. Sell the mug, sell the gin. in case things go pear-shaped, and I need to leave pretty sharpish. Yep, a hangar store on the right with a lockbox ripe for pillaging, and there'll be a hab over there on the left. I can nip in, nick some stuff, and then scarp it before anyone notices. And if they do, I've got a silenced pistol if that nosy lab technician gets in the way. After all, I might need those 556 rolls of metal coil one day. And before you look at me in a funny way, would I slot someone for a roll of wire? You betcha. There has not been much change in the top commander's table, but him with the lip weasel has gone past the 15,000 mug mark. Waller 81 has racked up 10,000 first mug falls by delivering to previously unknown stations, and Steve King has joined the 1,000 Club as its 17th member. There was very light traffic on the route to Hutton this week. Only three Hutton runs were completed, but by all different commanders. If you're in a medium ship, then Cubicle 3 should be clear of any blockages, unless Red Planet Taxi Service have parked one of their haulers on it. If so, then just request docking permission when you have the blockage selected. It should then cycle through and clear the pad in good time. The Hutton runs, times for completing the journey to Hutton Orbital, and not an unfortunate after effect of eating from the pie in a pint for one credit place on the lower rotunda, are Norbert Patonaud, 1 hour 23 minutes 56 seconds, The Burke, 1 hour 24 minutes 28 seconds, and Steve King, 2 hours 10 minutes and 26 seconds.
Good evening, truckers! I'm afraid that due to issues while testing LCU's time machine, I'm stuck in the world of 2023. Or is it 2023? Anyway, I didn't have time to report on the war for this week, so for the mug!
After a moderately short period of not being here, all is generally not too bad and tickety-booish in Hutton Space this week. Five systems are on the naughty steps, and we have three systems in need of trucker assistance. More on those stories coming up. A system we don't see too often in the naughty zone, Narensis, has snatched the wooden spoon from Ross 671 and Hill Pass I, putting in a commendably miserable 29. I did think Ross 671 would hold on to it this week, but between me realising it was script day and actually summoning up the enthusiasm to write it, Narnia nipped in and took the tinderware. Narnia, where it's always winter but never Christmas, is still recovering from a recent drought and a war for control which Hutton turned into a decent rout, winning 4-0, picking up a Saro penal convoy. Lucky us. Wars both civil and uncivil are tying up all but 8% of system influence, and it'll be well into the middle of next week before we can do anything about it. What is a civil war anyway? I say, old chap, would you like to take the first shot? Oh no, after you, I insist. Oh, well done, lovely salvo. You sank my battleship. Anyway, the aforementioned delinquent Ross 671 is on 30%, where conflicts only leave 30% of the influence pie on the table. Who ate all the pie? Answers on a sublight type beam transmission, please. Keeping each other company on 37 are LP525-39 and Barnard Star. Nothing at all is going on in the Leuton Palomar 525 system, so fill your boots with Hutton influence. Barnard Star has an election, a lockdown, and a famine. One fewer problem than the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but hey, it's Barnard Star, so all we have to do is wait. Another pair of systems sitting on the same naughty step are 36 off Yuki and Hill Pass I, both on 38. The latter is beset by two civil wars, leaving just crumbs of influence on the table. 36 off Yuki has a civil war tying up 20%, but it's there if you want it. An outbreak is pending in hard-to-move Epsilon and D, so stock up your fleet carriers with meds and have them on station for when it breaks tomorrow. Our regular supply system for power generators and water purifiers at Gulf 359 has an infrastructure failure all of its own, so you'll have to look elsewhere to avail yourself of such supplies. I'd look for an alternative supply at Velasquez Gateway in Wolf 1481 if I were you. In our home system of Alpha Centauri, Centauri Megagen production is still suffering due to the poor security situation resulting in civil unrest, hand in Hutton bounties and redeemed combat bombs in Alpha Centauri. The large pad surface stations are still mostly offline, so those who like to travel around on their space legs might like to indulge in a few restore missions. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have 5 systems above 60%, one of which is almost 80. Whoever is getting piss-flaps all excited, please stop it and wash your hands. Last week, we expanded into the Ross 33 system, but as EDF are already there, we'll just be good neighbours and keep off their lawn. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, relieve the infrastructure failure in Wolf 359 and boost LP525-39. If you want to shoot something, vaporise some criminals and hand in Hutton bounties and combat bombs in Alpha Centauri. The gin must flow.